know the words? Let's go.
What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Bitch. Bless a red wine and a swisher. I think you get the picture. Bitch.
Here I go. Oh.
Hi.
Hi, sister.
Oh my God, I'm going to sneeze. I'm already allergic.
Allergic to the faggotry.
Allergic to the faggotry. You're so right. Okay. We are going to be catching up on James Charles. We are going to be seeing what Mr. James Charles is up to.
You have an Instagram link, channel link to YouTube videos, and then, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Should I start clicking?
Let's go to the channel.
Oh my
I'm
God.
So sorry the bronzer that James is wearing is making me allergic.
So James Charles's YouTube channel?
Oh shit, why
mama,
is
the link is not
the
working.
The link is just http://v.
I think I can find his channel very quickly. Yeah, and I'm here. That. Hi, sisters. Oh my God, this is such a terrifying thumbnail. What the fuck am I looking at? Wait, mama, this is so scary.
Okay, so.
Horror.
Tell me, like, okay, go to the videos section.
Okay. I'm on the video section.
What are some of the videos that you are seeing?
These thumbnails are like an art in of themselves. First one, recreating my followers' Halloween looks. And I don't know how to describe James other than a haunted Victorian clown doll with like button eyes. And was it the Caroline?
He's
kind of
M3gan, but like...
Oh, Megan.
The oogie, spooky version. Okay, also...
With, like, this slashed mouth.
Worst foundation hack ever.
When it was this, I set my makeup routine on fire. And why is she looking at them, like, laser eyes?
Adult Happy Meal. Coming out to my parents is straight. Let's watch this one. Let's see what's going on.
I took pole dancing class and failed.
I've been gay for so long. I came out to my parents more than a decade ago, and today I got bored and decided, what if I told them I was back in the closet and straight?
Mama.
Hi, Mom.
What's going on, bud?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you something that I've just been, like, thinking about recently.
Okay.
Yeah, just, like, something that, like, I've kind of, like, really realized. I'm 23. I came out to you guys, like, 10 years ago now, and I've kind of just been thinking, like, I'm over it. I think that I'm, like, straight.
You're all shit.
I just, like, really wanted to tell you.
James Charles.
I'm being serious. You don't believe me?
No, I don't believe you. I think you're filming this for a video. And you're not very funny, James.
You're not very funny. Speaking only Spanish for 24 hours straight.
His extremely normal looking mother. Like,
I was gonna say she's serving regular. These videos look like a plea.
Oh
what
my God!
Are you
not
playing?
The jump scare. Okay, wait.
I survived the best versus worst raid hotel. What are you? What kind of content is it? None of this is about
trying
makeup.
Exotic snacks. Exotic.
So does James
5 minute crafts
do
has gone way too far. Roasting 5 minute crafts makeup hacks. Guessing the names. Okay, wait. We need to watch James Charles guess the name of Pokemon. Okay, wait. Also, we have cooking recipes from Disney movies. Rating female celebrities, but they're me. Eating only red food for 24 hours straight.
Okay. Mama, this is Try Guys content.
Yes,
this is Try Guys
literally
content.
It's Try Guys. Okay, wait. I copied my friend's stories. World's hottest chip makeup challenge.
They're literally eating a spicy potato chip.
I DM celebrities to pick my makeup featuring Hailey Bieber, Noah Schnapp, and J Balvin. If you can make me laugh, I'll give you $10,000. This TikTok ad cost $10,000. I bought everything TikTok ads recommended me. My $1 million dream closet tour.
This
walking
is like,
strangers' dogs.
What? This is like pure...
Reacting
pure...
to my most favorite videos. Insane full drag transformation featuring Crystal Versace.
Mood.
Cooking food from Nickelodeon shows.
Ew.
Okay, wait. Let's look at the names.
Okay, the Coachella vlog thumbnail photo is insane.
Matthew.
What are you playing?
Guessing the names of Pokemon.
Person on planet Earth that never played Pokemon, so today I'm gonna try to guess the names of the characters. First one. Okay, that's Pikachu. Oh, Squirtle. Slay. We know him. Gay icon.
Slay.
King. That's like commonly discussed in like the Pokemon world is that like Squirtle's. Yes, it is! Oh my God! Eevee! That's Eevee! I know her! Literally like wanted a pet Eevee when I was a kid. Oh, this is Jigglypuff. She's a gay icon.
You cannot be gay icon.
Is that like older Jigglypuff? Wigglypuff?
There is a Pokemon called Wigglytuff, which
which is like Jigglypuff's
evolution.
They're cutting every like 0.2 seconds.
But this isn't Wigglytuff.
What?
Clefairy? That's gay.
Yeah.
What the f*** is that? That's not even me in drag. This is RuPaul. Who's that? Jinx?
Monks?
Oh, that's me. This is Snoozer. Oh, I've definitely heard that before. Ash Ketchum always says gotta catch them all, but we did not. Let me know which series.
This is like bottom of the fucking barrel content.
We do need to discuss that she described the infamous blackface Pokemon as RuPaul.
I was going to say, I don't know enough about Pokemon, but Jinx, I know that was the one not to say that.
Jinx famously is based on a racist caricature of black people. And she's like,
my God,
what the fuck? This is RuPaul. Like, I actually have not watched this video, so we experienced that together. Jesus Christ. Wait, okay, wait. This is the video that
not a Wordle makeup challenge. This is
the
such
one,
garbage
the
content.
The one that I really wanted to show you.
And the way this is somehow better than what Tati's doing now.
The
like,
way that
in terms of psychic damage.
The way that this premise of this particular video.
What are you about to play?
Caused a level of psychic damage in me that was like, if we're playing Pokemon, I fainted. Okay, like my party fainted. We had to get taken back to the Pokemon Center.
To the James Charles catfishing TikToks.
Do you think she's pretty?
Yes.
What would you rate her?
Yeah.
She's a boy.
Oh, shit.
Hi sisters, James Charles here, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. I am so excited for today's YouTube video. You guys have probably seen this on your For You page before, but there is a hilarious trend going around TikTok right now where people are pranking their friends and family by asking them to rate different female celebrities, but in reality, they're all pictures from my Instagram.
Asking my mom to rate celebrities, but they're all James Charles.
Hey. How about this one?
Well, that's pink. Okay, 9.
Now, before we get started reacting to these TikToks today, I do just want to take a quick second to give you guys a brief little disclaimer because I don't post these transformations that often, but when I do, it definitely leads to a lot of attention online and also people asking a lot of questions. So many people say, man or woman, what do you identify as? I think it's important to establish to you guys that the only reason why I do these transformations is for artistic expression. I think it's really cool and also a ton of fun to express myself in different ways, and I really don't see things such as hair, nails, makeup or fashion as something that has a gender associated with it. Some days I feel super confident wearing a suit and tie, and other days I feel equally as confident wearing a dress and a wig. And I think that is the coolest part about self-expression is we can do whatever we want. You guys also know that drag is like one of my favorite things in the entire world. The makeup transformations, everything about it is just such a beautiful art form to me. I've posted a lot of these transformation photos online because I love sharing my art with you guys.
It's like lightning round fast.
And I also think it's really cool to show people that you can express yourself in a million different ways. But there's also been so many times where I've come down here to the makeup studio practicing my skills for hours and hours on end, and it never ended up anywhere on social media. There's no bad intention when I post these photos, and I'm also not trying to confuse anybody either, so hopefully I was able to clear some of your guys' questions up.
Didn't say pronouns or gender in any part of that explanation. So then he just like goes on to like post,
but they said 2,000 words somehow in 30 seconds.
Okay, we do need to talk about like some of these photos. Like, it's so crazy. Like,
sorry,
old James Charles. Oh, that's pink.
Especially the older James Charles transformation video.
Speaking of pheromone, like, okay, it's so good though. Like, it's.
I do remember seeing these.
Okay, I remember this.
This photo in the green.
Oh, yeah.
6.
Okay.
That old lady said he was a 6. Oh, my God. Also, what kind of, like, demented content is it that, like, you're getting your, like, older family members around to be like, let's be homophobic? Like, okay, wait. Also, trying
taking impossible James
TikTok
Charles
filters
quizzes.
Choose my makeup, getting my entire body tattooed, trying to cook viral recipes from TikTok. I'm just like wearing full outfits from Shein for a week.
I'm sorry. It's just so bad. It's so bad.
Trying a full face of like, dollar store makeup.
When's last time the Squid Game makeup tutorial? Oh God. Too
playing Squid Game in real life. Like 10 inch heels for a day.
Squid I mean, they're getting millions of views.
Squid Game makeup tutorial. And it's a video of like his head shot, like a bullet through his head.
Like bleeding. Not playing Among Us in real life. Okay. 32 million, 50 million views. Okay, oh, this is because with Charlie D'Amelio and.
Now let's go to, girls. I know, real life Among Us. Among Us. Okay, wait. Let's go to the first Instagram link.
Joan, I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. Bath water for sale.
Okay, describe this.
Mala, this is a woman. I don't know what is going on with the face. I don't know who this person is. Okay, so allegedly this is James Charles in a bath, a very large white marble bath in pink water. Full glam face, full rosy cheeks, red lip. I don't know how you describe that type of hair. There's some bangs and some things going on. Leg out, nails on. This is an insane photograph. I'm sorry. It is like literally insane. Also, the top comment being a woman. Exclamation.
No, that's your top comment. Mine is, no thanks. It's probably infected. No way.
Also, you know Pablo Vittar, pretty. Just all lowercase.
It gets worse, though.
Are you on your period, James? Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is the other one. So.
Okay, but the next photo where it looks like they're literally about to, like, sink into the bathtub. I don't know.
This is, like, how you know, like, the way that, like, all of this is just, like, the worst. So, we don't need to talk about Mr. Tate, but no. Someone responds, so Tate got banned for saying controversial opinions and this is allowed? WTF. Like, okay. Okay, so let's click into James's Instagram.
Okay.
There's a few I want to fixate on, but, like, this is what's so funny is, like, Tati is, like, fully spinning out in Texas and James is, like, doing peanut butter and jelly makeup tutorials out of, like, a $50 million LA home.
And then doing pumpkin carving. And, okay. Like,
this photo the skeleton face is giving.
Really,
like,
insane.
Okay, wait. Keep scrolling down after the bathwater. There's like one that you will see immediately. You're already seeing it. You've already seen it. Okay, describe this photo.
It's like parachute pants. I don't know what this outfit is. James Charles is standing in a completely backless dress. Jumper, I don't know what you would call it. Standing in front of the Mona Lisa, completely alone. Obviously, this is a private viewing. It's a carousel, mama. Oh, okay, at the Louvre. Okay, okay, like, it's really giving, like, the Beyonce, J music video. Like, they're walking completely. Okay, not the pointing shot, not the shot of them walking with the curator pointing at art.
Do you think Anya Firestone gave him a tour? James Charles, go on Real Girlfriends in Paris.
This photo of them sitting on, like, a bench with, like, this gigantic painting in front
of
them.
Wait,
like, you would literally
video,
think James Charles having, like, an existential
this video,
experience.
This video?
Yeah. What is going on? They're just mouth It's so funny.
This is unreal.
Oh, wait, what is this?
Damn, look at little Mona Lisa right now.
And then it's in front of the Mona Lisa. Like, James. God. Okay, all these comments. Does anyone know where this outfit is from? Bro, you got a BBL. Then someone says Mona Twinka. Also, try so hard to be female, but genetics. Like, you can't escape the transphobia and you're not even a trans woman. Like, how does that feel? Like,
okay,
must
not them doing
be sad.
I didn't know James did Lego sponsorship, like literally just building a Lego set for fun. They have the Taj Mahal Lego set in their house. Wait. Okay, you know the Taj Mahal Lego set is like $800.
Yes.
It's like, this shit is not cheap.
Matthew.
Like, wait, let me scroll to this.
Unclear why James is in a is
full
in
wedding
a wedding dress?
Dress
or is filming with someone
named
whose
Air
shirt
Rack.
Just has a link to a Discord server. Like,
also the person they're tagged in, Air Rack or Eric Decker, his bio is mafia boss, zip mouth closed emoji, Sauce Boss at Pizzify That, and then YouTuber.
They fucked. They fucked.
I would hope so for this photo.
Isn't it kind of crazy that James is only 23, though? Like, it's actually making me feel...
Joan, stop. That, like, hit me really hard. Like, I... like, oh my god, how? Yeah, because all the stuff with Tati happened when James was, like, 18, 19 years old.
Yes.
That is what's so fucking crazy about it.
Okay, wait. I also...
Mama, what is this bodycon pretty little thing? Like, what is going
okay,
on?
Okay, it's just weird, right? Like, it's all weird. It's like dark energy content. Like,
it's very bizarre. It's like literally the whole... It's like when Instagram is such a primary focus
okay, aesthetic. Okay, now I'm going to play you a video and I'm not going to show you what I'm playing because we are going to like... A little pivot this
I'm sorry,
video.
The way I could not tell who is Crystal Versace and who is James Charles in this collaboration.
Okay, are you ready for this?
What are you about to play? You're not showing me the video.
I'm not telling you who it is.
Okay.
Everyone excuse the fact that I'm poor and don't have YouTube Premium.
Okay, give me a second. I'm waiting for the ad.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I know. Oh, God. Jeffrey filming himself crying. Can you imagine?
This I haven't done that Star, in so long. Obviously.
I used to be a slave to my phone. I used to film every emotion. I used to never even think. I just pick up the phone and scream sometimes. But I'm just letting out some feelings right now on camera. I'm alone in my house. Security's outside. Oh my god, that sentence. and I'm just chilling with my dogs. Clearly I've been crying. Someone on my team had to step down. Their family was really ill, and they had to leave their position here. So we're all devastated, and we all just did a little farewell, and emotions are high. When you have someone you respect and that is a really hard worker, and you lose them, it's this difficult. So
unhinged.
I have a heavy heart right now. Oh, oof. I have a heavy heart, but the show must go on. People go in and out of your life all the time for a reason. And once that purpose is complete, it's time to move on. So we're shedding a few tears today, and it's a beautiful day out. Come on, Mother Nature. The dogs are definitely going to miss this person. And... Ooh, it's bright out. This come on, babies.
Oh, hi, guys. What? Me and Maddie just popping out the McLaren.
We've been really busy. Maddie's back, of course. You've been back for months.
Yeah, since the beginning of the year.
We've just been silently working really hard on a lot of stuff.
That's like a $200,000 car.
Maddie's here to help me clean out my house because she sold.
Yay. Like, that was that transition.
Whiplash. Whip.
So, okay.
Listen. I love the video title also being, I haven't left the house in 2 months.
Okay, this part too.
It's helping a little to lift my spirits, but, okay, well, I'm gonna go enjoy this day. I have a few meetings, and then I'm gonna have dinner with my best friend who lives here in Wyoming with me. 20-year friendship, longest friendship ever. We've been through so much, so many fucking amazing moments, and now we live here together, and we
this own house looks like garbage, by the way.
I was gonna say, like, this is bleak.
Kept me grounded. They're a full-time job, and I'm obsessed with them. And we're gonna really dive in more in the next few months about
the glasses are like 1 foot wide. Like,
so see you guys soon. All the yaks are chilling. All right, my battery's about to die. So
it's just like some home in the flats, like. Really a downgrade from the mansion.
So today, I'm trying to be funny because today I'm a little nervous, so.
Donatella, give me your pumpkin.
Oh, she has a baby, so everyone's.
Is that her baby? Donatella, give me.
Give me your pumpkin.
I was about to say, are they eating raw yet?
So, Donatella.
Oh my god, the dogs
are
eating raw.
She's a little wet from the rain, but she shares my birthday. She's a November 15th Scorpio twin with Jeffrey Lynn.
I cannot believe this is
delicious. She's getting surgery today. She's getting fixed. It's time for her to go under the knife. And every dog, of course, at the ranch has had this happen. But
Oh,
it's always a little nerve-wracking. Come on, Donnie. always a little nerve-wracking, especially now.
Okay, I just wanted to show you, like, wow, what Jeffrey's doing. And then, like...
Where they've all gone, like, is so interesting.
It's so interesting. Like, Jeffrey literally... Journey I'm on is of one of self-repair, healing, and mental peace. And it is not a short journey. A lot to update you all on. I haven't left Wyoming in 2 months, and here is why.
Man, do you want to talk about cyclical styles of content? Jeffree Star does this every, like, 3.5 weeks.
I just did, like, literally, like, again. And then, like, the shots. The thing I want to talk about with the Jeffree stuff, right? Like, I'm sorry for you all, like, inflicting psychic damage. But it was helpful for seeing... The way that Jeffrey was living in LA, that house that they pull up to in the fucking pink McLaren. And then they pan to like a single story, like 1300 square
house
with astroturf and moonstones for like planter box. Like,
it's paving. Really insane. I mean, they didn't have taste anyway, but that last house they were in, I remember they were like renovating it, the whole thing. Yeah. And oh, but this is when he was with what's his name? Before the breakup.
Oh, they're not together anymore?
I can't remember what their name was before, that years man. Ago. Yeah, that like creepy looking scrawny
not
guy.
Creepy.
He was creepy.
Wait, they're not together anymore?
No, remember they had a whole breakup and it was like that's a big right. effing deal and
but what I'm saying is like, isn't that the most like
I remember when he was renovating the house, he was talking constantly about how they wanted to do something in this room, but now that they broke it up, he has to do something
yeah,
else.
You see the house, like
and then the rat runs in the background of the video.
You see just like the black fence, like, and you're like,
only a black fence and astroturf.
It's his backyard now, and you're like, oh, that's interesting. And then it pans around to what looks like you know those like cabins that are for rent in like Big Bear, you know, like
yeah.
It looks like a regular rental property, like in the middle of nowhere.
That's
like,
exactly what it is,
and there's nothing around. Just imagine...
Except the abattoir.
Just imagine being in that home all day with, like, 17 dogs. Like, just scurrying
and
around.
And freezers full of Yakima.
While James, in his, like, spindly alien body, meanwhile, just, like, rolls around on the floor. Like, just...
Meanwhile, James is posting their BBL. I'm sorry, this photo of them at Coachella, I'm like,
why are you they-theming James?
What is happening?
You do know James's pronouns are he-him, correct? Like, that is something you are clear
you
on.
Can just say they-them whenever you want.
No, I know that. I'm just making sure that you're aware. That
I'm absolutely aware of what's happening here.
This is a professed he-him.
Sorry, these photos. I just scroll through their Instagram as we talk on this, and you will have
everyone on this... episode is like, so you guys are literally just scrolling through social media. I mean, we talked about it for 20 minutes. I mean, there's a lot to laugh about. In general, though, I guess it's like fascinating how like none of them matter anymore.
Oh my God, they're all completely irrelevant. Like, they're completely irrelevant. I mean, James Charles gets millions of views and everyone's still talking about him in ways, but like... It's like B-C-list level at best.
No impact.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely
except
not.
As like a meme. Like,
I mean, when I looked up Tati Westbrook in general, like trying to find information, everything goes back to Bi Sister at best. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Nothing peaked more than that moment in her career. Everything else has Let been like actually, on the forums
I'm curious,
and the Reddit blogs.
Though, can you pull up Jeffree's social blade?
Oh, yes. Of course.
I'm going to look up Tati's social blade. Oh, this is really interesting. So you can actually see Tati's content plummet.
Yeah.
And then look, it's kind of gaining back traction.
Because she did stop posting for a bit. Oh, look. Okay, so look at Jeffrey's. You can see it's like a whole flat line through December, winter of 2020.
Okay, wait,
and then
look,
jumps right back up afterwards.
Look at this. Tati's social blade, the way that it like dips. In exactly July 2020 and then picks back up and then it dips again and then picks back up like
oh yeah, Jeffrey's is just a sharp decline. Like a sharp decline in January to February of 2020 and then goes back up for a hot minute and then just starts to completely fall down.
Wow, I can't believe Tati has a B on Social Blade. Like, that's actually
so strange. So does Jeffrey.
Wait, what does James have on Social Blade?
I have to look this up.
I'm looking up the top YouTube rankings.
Let's see what James Charles got here. I mean, this is really the analysis we need. Like, B+. So they won, I guess, right? If okay, we're looking at the social blade.
Wow.
James's content has been going up and then declined over April 2021. Was that when there were those allegations of underage text messages? Jesus,
good God Christ.
We haven't talked about that.
Okay, wait. Top 100 YouTube channels. Oh, my God.
I bet we don't know anybody in this list, right?
The fact that, like, they're mostly, like, children's cartoons, family channels, positive energy, funny family, and then TikTok repost channels. And then I don't see the first name that I recognize until, 45th is Bad Bunny, but, like, I'm talking about, like, YouTubers.
Like a personality, right? Yeah. I mean, there's people in this list, but I don't recognize any of them. Like, I really don't. I'm looking at, like, top 250 American ranks. I'm almost down to 100,
and Stokes Twins Squad, I don't know who they are. They're number 73. I'm, like, literally looking for a
name.
I don't know any of these people. Wait, the number one channel is ZTV?
Well, if you look at top 50 or top 100 US, United States, at least you get the Coco Melon nursery rhymes.
Yeah, Coco Melon's number five.
And then, like, Coco's tunes.
Wiz Khalifa Music is the second most successful YouTube channel.
Leo Not A Family seems to be, definitely the most billion
video views. I guess also the Try Guys, where are they? What are they at?
That last time we checked, we knew that they had fallen a little bit, but I'm sure now it's even more.
Try Guys, Social Blade. Not us, like, literally looking up Social Blade. Like, okay, Try Guys YouTube stats. This is okay, so they're at a B+.
Okay.
They're dipping though significantly
in views.
But what's interesting is their gained video views are just dipping
in general
from 2020. Yeah.
They got a recent bump in subscribers. But it's been generally downhill since.
They doubled COVID. Their subscribers since last month in September, which makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
So, anyways, I just think that's interesting. What else do I want to talk about? I mean, it's leftovers. We're recording this a little bit earlier in the week, so, like, you're going to be gone. You're going on a trip. Is there anything
just family
like that we want to predict for the Beverly Hills reunion?
Oh, I finally caught up on part two this week, and I've been, like, putting it off because it was so awful, and it was just so awful again. And we saw Andy had, like, apologized to Garcelle separately, and everyone's angry, and it's all going to be about this Kathy debut. I don't know. I just don't think anything interesting is going to happen more than, like, what we saw in the clips. Like, I think it might be a bit more interesting, a bit more in-depth, but, like, nothing new.
Have you caught up on Real Girlfriends in Paris, though?
No, I'm doing that tonight.
I can't wait.
Oh, it was good.
It's Anya's party, which, by the way, I'm actually kind of excited for.
Oh, no, I'm living. Like, I love the fashion event. I love having Anya's party now.
Margot and Joanne's confrontation
I did see the beginning of that.
Episode. That was maybe one of, like, the top five most thrilling Bravo confrontations of ever. Because, like, they're both so bad at being on reality TV.
What are you talking about? We're fight? And she's like, she knows what I'm talking about.
She goes, you're French, I'm French. And she goes, well, I'm American French, actually. Like,
she's like, it's a good combo.
It's a great combo.
I was like,
no, my favorite is I want to, like, get, like, mental health, like, embroidered on my slip dresses because, like, mental health is so important to me. And, like,
the designer's like, can we, like, pick a fabric first and then we'll, like, work on that later.
Yeah, like, she wants to embroider, like,
start making the dress first.
Just be happy on, like, a slip dress. Like, here's my six tattoos. This one's just a line because I just thought that'd be cool to just, like, have a line. And then this one's, like, another line, but it's, like, a different line. Like, it's a different size. And then this one's just a star because I really like stars. Like, Margot, I'm convinced that if I could get my hands on Margot, I could change her. I could fix her. I could turn her into the only cool rich person to ever live. Like, I know it.
You're like, I have a project in mind. I have
spinoff show just about Jenny and the atelier that Jenny runs. Like,
The atelier. What's an atelier?
The fashion house.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it was something else.
You don't want more ballet clothes?
Oh, no, I absolutely want more of... What's it called again, the brand? I'm completely forgetting.
Unclear.
No, they say all the time.
Regina show. George.
The Chloe like Collette like collection.
Chloe Collette.
Yeah, Chloe Collette collection. I just love that they're both Americans in France.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, no, we're both from Dallas.
Did you see that? The thing about how they met in Los Angeles?
Yes, it was so deranged.
I'm like, was there some... lesbianism happening Ooh. Within this meet cute, like
Ooh. I'd be interested.
I'm just saying.
Also, but
Victoria's entire storyline this season is how she likes girls also, but we're never gonna see the girl, we're never gonna meet her,
like the girl that she FaceTimes like once
and then she brings up guys, like, just so in case you forgot, like, I was gonna make being bisexual my story, babe. I was gonna make being bisexual babe my storyline, but babe, the girl can't come from Italy, babe. So where, like, is I'm Casey? Just telling you, babe.
Why aren't we seeing Casey flounder around America trying to get their passport back to France?
Because we're never gonna see her again. And no one's gonna cry for you. And how could they, what you keep in your bra?
How could they bring a new person on that show? It'd be very interesting.
I think we're seeing how they could, though, right? Like, there's people in and around.
That's true.
I think they need, like, Yo-wan. One dedicated French person. Like, right? Yo-wan should be one of the girlfriends.
Anya's playing that role right now, but they are not actually French. Like, they just were the most dedicated and have been there the longest. Like, but they're completely American. They're literally like a New Yorker, as they always say.
Okay, wait. Also, Potomac.
So good. I'm not cut up, though. I have not seen this episode.
Are we doing this? What's happening? Get me James. His name is not James. Everything is James now. Honestly. And I forgot to make that joke in the main episode when Tati goes, like, what was that?
James. Oh, yeah.
I really was thinking you were going to say, James, what was that? Well, that's all we've got for you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Leftovers was a little bit hodgepodge this week, only because we are recording so much earlier in the week. And I did really want to talk about James.
No, we needed Jeffrey's. To catch up on James and Jeffrey. Absolutely.
The thing is like, I was thinking about originally making the series like catching up on each of them. But Jeffrey and James has really fallen off. So I was like, we'll just talk about it.
And we've covered Jeffrey casually. And James doesn't have enough remotely to make an episode out of. They're just
We're not going to be wading into the just trying to make fun of them. Discourse puddle that is like James Charles's aftershave, like what?
Let's get out of here.
Three, two, one. Bye, sisters. Hi, sisters. Goodbye, sisters. Bye, sisters. Bye, sisters.
And you did
Hi,
it.
Sisters.
And you did it on my birthday.
Hi, sisters.
Come on, if you know the words, let's go.
What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Here I go. Oh.